Good morning. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. Some are claiming victory over yesterday's voting rights ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. Others are calling it a travesty. Firmly in the latter court is Senator Hank Sanders of Selma.
This decision literally guts the Voting Rights Act and therefore guts our right to vote. Many people say, well, you've got six sections to the Voting Rights Act. This one ought not to make that much difference, but it's the heart of the Voting Rights Act. Just to give you an example, I'm a big person, but if you reach your hand into my chest and take my heart out, all of the rest of the body will be here. But in no time, the rest of the body will die.
The High Court ruled that Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act cannot be enforced until Congress comes up with a new way of determining which states and localities require close federal monitoring of elections. Alabama State University political science professor Dr. Bertie Larkin says the decision will force voting improprieties to be fought on a case-by-case basis.
We should, as a minority, continue to do what we've always done, but with our eyes open that other techniques that have been used in other places to block minority progress in terms of voting and representation, just be mindful that they will appear and that you have to be able to fight them one by one right now in the court setting, because you don't have a broad vehicle now like the Voting Rights Act that the review process would be automatic.
Supporters of the ruling include Republican State Representative Jim McClendon, who hails from Shelby County, the county that brought the challenge to the Supreme Court.
I'm not too sure that there wasn't good reason for doing this back when it was done, but this is a different place today. This is a different state. We've got a different attitude. I feel very good about the Supreme Court acknowledging the fact that here we are almost a half a century later. Things have changed, and if you're going to hang this requirement on somebody's neck to carry out every time you try to do something to make your state a better state as far as from the voting side, I'm just glad to get this out of the way and get on with it.
Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange says the decision will save the state money during elections.
Well, I think it's just very important. It's a practical matter. The state will no longer have to jump through hoops that other states don't have to jump through in order to just do routine business. So it could be a local election, a municipal election. There's a tremendous amount of cost and delay that goes into the process of getting this bureaucratic approval from the tiniest city council election to statewide redistricting. So that requirement is removed, and Alabama and the other covered jurisdictions will be treated the same.
Congress could resurrect the preclearance requirement with new rules, but for now, the 5-4 decision represents a major change across the South. Police continue to investigate a domestic dispute in which a man shot his wife, then turned the gun on himself. Emergency personnel were called to a home in the 3600 block of Carriage Oaks Court around 1:20 p.m. yesterday. The husband and wife were taken to a local hospital where the man later died. The woman was last reported in critical condition. Police say the shooting stemmed from an argument between the two. No names have been released. Montgomery has been selected by the American Cancer Society to participate in Cancer Prevention Study 3, or CPS-3. The organization is seeking 500 men and women ages 30 to 65 who have never been diagnosed with cancer to submit a waist measurement, a blood sample, and answer an online survey every few years. Alabama Health Officer Dr. Don Williamson says CPS-1 was the first study to definitively link cigarette smoking and lung cancer, while CPS-2 showed a connection with obesity and certain types of cancer.
These discoveries have changed the face of cancer in recent years and have had an impact on all our lives. CPS-3 is a commitment of this generation and this time to the future. It's the results of CPS-3 that will alter the way our children and our grandchildren live, that will provide information about what causes cancer, about ways to detect it, to treat it, and ultimately, we can hope, cure cancer.
August 15th and August 21st through the 23rd are the enrollment dates. Pre-registration is required. Those who are interested may log on to cps3montgomery.org for more information. State officials have completed a probe of traffic stops in Bibb and St. Clair counties in which drivers were asked to provide anonymous blood, breath, and saliva samples as part of a study. Alabama Secretary of Law Enforcement Spencer Collier says that people who were asked to give samples didn't report undue pressure to participate in the voluntary study. He says law enforcement officers had limited contact with participants while researchers collected the samples. Officials say the samples didn't influence any arrests. Collier says participation in the study was not authorized by any state department, and he suggested to Governor Robert Bentley that state officers refrain from participating in the program in the future. The study was part of an initiative backed by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. We're up to 76 degrees in the capital city. Montgomery area weather, another hot day in the low 90s today. Just a slight chance of late morning or afternoon thunderstorms. Nighttime weather will be the same tonight and tomorrow night. Some clouds, lows in the mid-70s. Thursday brings our best chance of rain this week at 50%. It will still get into the low 90s. Friday is even hotter, up around 95. 40% possibility of showers that day. Weekend weather, 40% chance of rain on Saturday, 30% on Sunday. Highs near 90, lows near 75. You're listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, you can log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.